scared the hell out of me, man.
That was pretty great.
I was doing whatever here in the studio. All of a sudden, poof, there's a Kevin.
Sligo was had the music up loud like he does.
Yep, as always.
And as I walked in, he couldn't hear me. And nope. He was looking the other way. So yep. Then when he turned and looked at me.
It was like out of Laurel and Hardy. You know, they used to throw things in the air when they were in all those old 20s movies.
It was something. That was fun. It's a fun arrival.
Hey, old man, you're giving me a heart attack, you bastard.
It is Friday.
It's Friday, man. It is Friday.
That means we do our old request fest from 5 to 7.
Yeah, we got some. I have a really cool thing to start it off with. I've been getting a couple people telling me about it. I'm very excited about it. Dweezil Zappa got his hands on Highway Star, and we're going to play that right at 5 o'clock.
Interesting.
So, yeah, right. So should be very cool. And then we'll get off into all requests for a couple of hours.
People don't respect you because of your size.
Excuse me? How dare you, sir?
There's a 3-foot doctor, 3 foot tall.
Wow. That's wow.
If you're in the hospital.
Yeah. I don't care if he knows what he's doing. I'm fine.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
I would be weird.
Is there a bigger one that can...
I can get a second view from?
I guess I would have to. I don't know. I guess you're... I don't know.
The monkeys are taking over Thailand.
I've seen this. This is frightening.
It is crazy.
It's insane.
And the KLOS name game.
$8,700 sometime between now and 4 up for grabs.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Always wanted a monkey.
Yeah, dude, you and I are both obsessed. I know a lot of people like monkeys. They think they're cool. You and I are obsessed with monkeys.
I need a monkey.
Very much so.
Rampaging monkey gangs. It's a great band name. Are terrorizing Thai tourist towns.
That might be a few too many monkeys. Have you seen how many there are?
Yeah, listen to this.
Holy cow.
Gangs of monkeys. That's what people are seeing all over the streets of India.
They're playing very cheerful music. It is insanity. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yeah, scary numbers.
Attacking people, stealing stuff.
They're also taking over government buildings. Watch as they turn the city of New Delhi into their personal playground.
It's not, it's
listen
funny.
To that music.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so the town of Lopburi, around 90 miles north of the capital of Bangkok, has become notorious for its out-of-control monkey population.
If you listen, you can hear all these monkeys right here in Thailand.
Apparently, they steal from tourists and everything else.
They grab stuff out of their hands. They run off with it. They rip at people.
They managed to capture the troop's leader. There was like a gang leader that was a monkey. Ike Krau.
Monkey gang leader.
Yes.
And he's the one we want.
The monkeys are now learning like what a tranquilizer gun looks like. So they'll run from that.
That's very... Monkeys are very, very smart.
So we go to the Heineken 00 hotline and we talk to Nati Trakata Conservation Bureau. Hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
I thought a monkey. I'm confused.
Has a monkey taken the... Are you a monkey?
I am. I'm a monkey and I took the phone away from the person you're supposed to talk to.
Is that person okay now or do we need to call for help? No, okay.
Not okay.
That person doesn't need help anymore either.
So what are your plans with the town? You guys are taking over the entire town down there. What are your plans, ultimately?
Well, here's the thing. We got everybody here. We're just a big troop of macaques.
That does sound scary. That actually sounds very frightening.
Are you planning on running the people out?
Yeah, we're going to take it over, and this is just going to be a macaque city.
So are any other...
Our leader, Caesar, says that it's time for us to rise up.
I'm sorry, Caesar was the name from Planet of the Apes.
What?
Yeah. It's true. It's Friday.
Big plans for this weekend, dude.
Do you?
Yeah, I visited the dispensary yesterday and put a cold couple in the fridge. One of them, actually, Sammy Hagar, sent a six-pack of beer, man.
He did, yes,
yeah,
that's
his
true.
New thing, which is awesome, Red Rocker beer. And I'm going to lie on the couch, man. Woo, big plans
that
for the weekend.
Crazy.
It's going to be bananas.
You're going all out.
It's insane.
89-year-old on Tinder looking for fun and sex.
Hot. That's hot.
Her name is Diane Forrest.
Writing this down. Diane Forrest. She's a little young for me, but.
And she is hot and heavy on Tinder.
Really?
Yep. Listen to this.
I'm 89.
I love you. I love her already. I do. That's awesome.
Right, but she's not looking for somebody to smoke pot with.
I'll change your mind.
I'm 89.
Right.
And I'm on Tinder.
That is all of our generation right there in just a few years, man. Right there.
This is Herb. He's 84. That's good. James, 58. I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Yeah, because he's too young.
Yep. Bonnie looks like fun. Here's one, not bad. Oh, with the match. What I'm looking for is intelligent, fun,
right.
Company, yeah. And sex.
Sex.
That's right. Sex!
She didn't say weed.
No, but she knocked it out of the park, man. She hit it. She's like there. She's ready to get some.
She's ready to go.
Good for her.
That's all. I finally decided to put my real age down. Guess what? Guys are answering me.
She lied for a long time.
Did she? What did she say? She was.
She didn't say what, 86. But she said she would underestimate how old she was.
Right, like, yeah.
And then when guys would find out, you know, it's not a pleasant
surprise. No, yeah.
So she thought when she put 89 up, no one would reply.
She's not going to hear from anybody.
Wrong.
Huh.
They're answering me.
That's awesome. Good for you, men of Tinder.
A lot of course don't pan out, but...
One or two have panned out.
All right.
So she's already nailed a few.
She's getting some.
Nice. Wow.
Nice, Nana.
I'm going to be meeting someone in the coffee shop, and I've been talking to him on Tinder. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to meet. I just hope he shows.
Yeah. Oh, you better, you jackass.
Sometimes... people don't show.
That's true.
That's true with everybody. That's what I would tell her right away. Everybody gets blown off.
I guess they call that ghosting. I don't know.
Right. There you go. Yeah, perfect. Nice.
She's pretty hip for an 89-year-old.
This is Tinder business. Just like show business. Uh-huh. You never know what's going to happen or how it will turn out. Who knows?
Well, she sounds like she knows show business.
Who has a better attitude than Diane?
Not me.
She's 89 and she's on Tinder looking for D.
I love her. I absolutely love her. Happy Friday to you. And we got another chance to play the name game a little bit later this hour for $8,800. So don't wander off. But that's later on.
We'll tell you when to call for that. Right now, we're going to talk about people don't respect you because of the way you look.
Okay. All right.
This is based on a story out of India. Ganesh Baralia is the world's shortest doctor.
Oh, you showed me a picture of this dude. Yes.
23 years old, and he's a doctor. And he is 3 feet tall.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you know, so... 3 feet? If he's a surgeon, is he?
One of his degrees is in surgery.
How? I'm just wondering, doesn't it seem like that would make it kind of difficult? I mean,
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said they wouldn't even let him in at first, right?
No, first they denied him.
Come on, that's messed up.
What happened was he was born normal, and then the rest of his body stopped growing, and his head kept growing.
Okay.
And his mom put, like, some kind of a, I don't know, helmet on his head to prevent it from growing.
What?
Which, by the way, were you my mom? How about some help with that? With the head size.
Yeah, I got the melon going here myself.
So they said, no, you can't come in. And then he worked.
That's messed
up. worked hard.
Right.
And ended up with a Bachelor of Medicine and a Bachelor of Surgery degree.
Nice. Amazing.
Now, my question to you, he's 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's small even for little people.
Yeah, now, and when you said it first, like with that, you know, like he comes into your hospital room and
hospital and this guy walks in, he's 3 feet tall.
I mean, when you said it, I thought, no, I don't think I would care because I've just always had that in my life, really, to some degree. But
you would
when you showed me his picture.
Yes.
That's what kind of changed my mind a little bit because he looks like a little kid. His face
does look like he's 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people always say that I look really young, but he looks like he's 8 years old. I'd be like, you got me on some good drugs here, man. I don't know. Is this going to be my surgeon? What? Really? Am I hallucinating?
One of my daughters gets a lot of hassle because she doesn't look her age.
Mm-hmm.
She looks younger than she is. And people don't.
That'll pay off in the long run. But yeah,
exactly. But they don't really respect her now. So the question is, people don't respect you because of the way you look. Your size.
Right.
You have red hair. You don't have a soul. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
Any of that stuff. 818-955-KLOS.
Maybe how you overcome it. Or did you overcome it? And what did you do? I mean, like, this guy clearly had to push to get in. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
Who cares? That's insane, but that is so typical.
But then, if you're having surgery, you're like, what? Is this guy going to climb me?
Yeah.
Well, he might
be able to get in there a little bit better than most people would, you know?
He's going to crawl in?
Yeah, because everything inside you is kind of small, really, when you get down to it, so might actually help. I don't know.
818-955-KLOS. People don't respect you because of your size or the way you look, etc. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the world's shortest doctor, who's 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall, and they didn't even want to let him in to become a doctor at first. Now he's a surgeon. Good for him, but I mean, that is some disrespect right out the gate before he even got started.
So people don't respect you because of the way you look?
Yeah, I look handsome.
Okay, and thanks for calling.
A lot of my friends, they get upset because their girls like the way I look.
I don't know. I don't believe it. Do you believe it, Kevin?
No.
No, we don't believe it.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. People don't respect you because of the way you look.
Because I'm an ugly motherfucker.
That I do believe.
But wait, how do they show they don't respect you?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, hey, language, sir. Now, one is okay, but my goodness.
You're ugly and you have a pot.
Yeah, you know what? We're probably friends. Is this someone I know? Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. People don't respect you because of the way you look.
No. What?
Hello, KLOS.
He thought I was just making a statement.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
When I was in high school, the counselor said, you don't need to worry about going to school any longer. You're a cute girl. You'll get a husband.
What?
What?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they said. But anyway, I went to school, so it didn't matter.
Seems like a good idea.
Yes, of course.
I don't know, man. People say their guidance counselor helped them or whatever. All of mine were just like...
Just that bad?
That bad. Yeah. Exactly that bad. Don't listen to your guidance counselor if they tell you to drop out of school.
Sheesh. Right. Just because you're a cute girl. But I went to school and I got a degree, was able to carve out a good career. But,
excellent.
Now, you know, my words of advice is,
yes,
that, you know what, don't try to please other people. Just be the best you can be.
There you go. Perfect.
From the mouth of babes.
818-955-KLOS.
People don't respect you because of the way you look.
Foreigner, who might finally end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and I'm going to play you something else from someone else who might finally turn up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year as well in a second.
Talking about people don't respect you because of your mainly size.
Yeah.
And especially, it seems like, guidance counselors.
Yeah. I mean, this doctor in India, who's three feet tall, they weren't even going to allow him to study to be a doctor.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
They just said no.
Yeah. Anyone who says that, like, any sort of discrimination is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
And
guidance counselor, someone just told us that her guidance counselor said, don't bother with school. Just drop out. You're pretty. You'll make it. You'll be married someday.
Yeah, they're not great.
I don't know. What do you got?
I'm legally blind. My best friend's dyslexic, and he hated school. He had a 10th grade education. He took up welding, and when he retired from a major aircraft company that he developed a system for their measuring program. And, you know, back when he was in school, they just figured he'd just be a total failure and end up in jail.
I mean, good lesson. Don't listen. If anybody gives you any of that kind of crap for any reason, just don't listen to it. They just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah. Very cool.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, the guys, a jackhole at work, don't respect me because they found out I have some weird anal eating virus disease, whatever.
You're so funny.
That's a good callback.
Something's in the water today.
That is the most frightening thing.
I do have red hair, though.
Ah, so you get a lot of grief.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I get it all the time.
Boo.
Like,
Redheads unite. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing, man?
Well, you know, actually, the Long Beach, that's who I am.
You are from Long Beach, okay?
You asked a question about young girls who answer the phone.
It was not us.
I always tell them, why don't you call your mother over to the phone? You know, I'm tired of talking to little girls on the phone. You talk about your daughter, you know, I understand that.
Okay, I think you're calling the wrong radio station, but okay.
Thank you, Diddy.
I I've had so many people ask me for this first song over the last couple of days. Dweezil Zappa took the Deep Purple album, Machine Head, remixed it. He actually had this long conversation with our own Matt Pinfield about it. You can find that online. You can find that video of Matt Pinfield talking with Dweezil about how he went about remixing this album. Incredible stuff. Smoke on the Water has been out for a bit, but now we have this today. Very happy to play you the Dweezil Zappa remix of Highway Star. I hope you're on the road. This is the perfect driving song. If not, quit whatever you're doing and get out behind the wheel. And give us a call if you got something you want to kick your weekend off with.
818-955-KLOS.
Faith No More's Opus number 69 in F U minor. Talking about epic, by the way. Secure the world's most iconic bag, a Himalaya Birkin, at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel on May 1st. Details are yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly. And thank very much to Yamava for making the All Request Fest happen.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Let's do some Tube Snake Boogie. I want to play that for Marcy.
Marcy, we love Marcy.
She always played it for me. Tube Snake Boogie.
Yeah, hell yeah. Who's this?
This is Dustin from Ventura.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Yeah. To you as well. It's our All Request Fest.
Yes. Look at how about Destroyer by the Kinks?
Nice one. Very cool. Who's this?
Yeah, my name's Chris from Rancho Cucamonga.
We will try and get that on for you, and please enjoy your very, very rainy weekend. You know, it's going to be raining a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I'm expecting tons of it. So thank you. Listen, guys, have a great weekend. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I'd like to request a song.
Yes. What would it be?
Turn the Radio by Autograph. You got it?
Yeah, we'll do that for you. Absolutely. Who's this?
Axel.
And are you driving a big rig right now? That's the loudest car engine
I've ever heard. Are you holding on to the axle?
Oh, God, no. This thing's a piece of crap, man. It's last leg. So, yeah, you're probably just hearing it struggle up a hill.
I got you. All right.
All right, Autograph, turn up the radio. Clearly you need to.
Hell yeah. Thanks, guys.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling to request a song.
Yep, let's hear it.
The one I think you've been playing it the last couple weeks from Dirty Honey.
Oh, yeah, the I'm Coming Home?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great stuff. Happy to do it for you. Who's this?
This is Josh.
It is All Request Fest time, and it's happening thanks to Yamava. You can secure the world's most iconic bag, a Himalayan Burka, at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel on May 1st. Details are yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, I'm calling for the All Request Fest.
Yeah. Yes. What would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear something from The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again.
This is KLOS All Request Fest. That last guy made it pretty easy. He just wanted to hear anything from Bob Seger. I love that.
We can do that.
Yeah, that makes it really easy. So starting tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, when JD is here between noon and 6, he's going to be April Foolin'. He's going to play weird versions of KLOS songs, and you need to be listening for those. And when you hear something wrong...
Something that's out of place.
Yeah, something bizarre, be caller 25, and he's going to give you tickets.
Yeah, he's going to give you tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller.
And then, because Monday is April Fool's, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to take a bunch of songs and screw with them and give you tickets to this show.
So we're telling you what the April Fool's joke is up front.
Be ready for that with JD. Tomorrow and all weekend on KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Happy Friday. It's our All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
How about Hot Blooded?
KLOS for taking the request, Kevin Sluggo.
Yeah. Yep. It's our All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Well, I was going to ask about for Debbie Boone, Did I Let My Life?
Nope. Remember when you couldn't get away from that on the radio?
Yeah.
Nope.
How about some Rush?
Much better.
Sammy Hagar on the All Request Fest. I got a 6-pack of his beer at home.
You do?
It's in my refrigerator. It's a Red Rocker Lager. I can't wait to get to that tonight.
Tanya from Thousand Oaks wants to hear Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Your oral request is our demand.
Damn good request to wrap up our precious little All Request Fest. That one for Daryl. Raspberries go all the way.
It's time for what we learned. The monkeys are taking over cities in Thailand. And we actually talked to one of those monkeys earlier.
He seemed like a really nice monkey.
I'm not sure we learned anything.
No, I don't think we learned anything.
We met 89-year-old Diane, who's still hard trolling Tinder at her age.
And it's true. This is 100% real. She exists, and I love her.
She's looking for sex, people. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is Monday morning with Heidi and Frank at 8.
All right, I got to get out of here and get ready for the huge storm. Apparently, it's going to be pouring rain this weekend. I know
Great.
You're going to love that, Kevin.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
8,700.
Wait, how much?
$8,700.
How is that possible? $100 increments and it's gone this far? It's 87 wrong answers so far?
86.
Oh, 86.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Not sex.
I can't do math.
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25 if you'd like to play.
And all day I dream about sex.
$8,700.
Dang.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Laura, you are caller 25.
Happy Friday.
That is awesome. I'm so ready. It's Good Friday. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's right. It is, huh?
$8,700. Yeah. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Olive Oil and Pig Pen. Both of those were wrong, so make it a great Friday, Laura. What do you think we're looking
All
for?
All right. Let's go with Goofy.
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 Was that the one that King of Mexico
yes.
thought was, what did he think? It, he was, we, you know, we need to call know. Him and still harass him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Goofy is.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Darn it. Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for playing, Laura. And sometime between now and 5.
We got $8,800. About 10 minutes away from the All Request Fest. Right now, we're going to do the KLOS name game. $8,800. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Exactly what I think we should do right this second, man. Give it away.
Let's give it away.
Get this cash the hell out of here.
Hit it.
The name game. Hit it, Steve. Yeah, that's what it is, baby.
$8,800.
What'd you say? I can't hear you.
$8,800. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Hey, what are you doing over there? Hey.
Listening to the music. Do I get to call 25?
Yes, you are caller 25.
Who is this?
This is Jody.
Right on, Jody. Oh, please say you're Jody Foster. I've been obsessed with her my entire life.
I know you have. You tried to call me that before. No, it's not.
No, I didn't call you at home. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying.
Just break his heart, Jody.
Yeah.
All right. $8,800. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Jody, the last couple of guesses were Goofy and Olive Oil. Those were wrong. So, my Freaky Friday friend, what do you think we're looking for?
I think it's Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Jody, should I give you terrible news and tell you someone just said that yesterday about the exact same time?
Yeah, sorry about that.
I didn't get to listen yesterday. Can't.
Never, you know, just blow off all work and everything else. Only listen to KLOS. Screw the rest of the world.
That is a great plan. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
And call us back again next hour. It'll be up to
$8,900. The name game. $900.
That's what on the line right this second.
We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. The name game,
It's where people win money. They take money from us. They need to do that.
$8,900.
Take it.
KLOS, who is this?
David.
David.
David, you're caller 25.
No way! Awesome!
$8,900. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
David, do you have this in mind? You've been thinking about it? I can tell you the last couple guesses.
Can you please?
Yeah, Marvin the Martian and Goofy. Those were wrong. So, David, who do you think it is we're looking for?
Felix the Cat.
Felix.
Felix the Cat.
For $8,900, we go to the buzzer dinger thing and see what it gives us.
That is incorrect.
I hate that thing.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
You guys are awesome. I can't believe I got through.
Right on, man.
Thank you, man.
Cool, man.
Good luck on Monday, too.
Monday with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. It is $9,000.
Wow. That is the third time today I've heard that song, Mammoth WVH, I'm All Right.
Does not get old.
No, it doesn't. Been driving around and playing it, and then I thought I should play it at the radio station today. You know, he doesn't post very much. He's very quiet on social media.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, you're right.
But his mom, Valerie, does post a lot on
does
Instagram.
She?
I love her. She's so
awesome.
Does
she embarrass him?
I'm hoping so, yeah, to some degree, a yeah, little bit.
Some moron threw a chair at the stage when the Stones were playing. On this day in rock in 1966, Mick Jagger ended up requiring 8 stitches because of it. All 6 Led Zeppelin albums were in the top U.S. 100 charts on this day in rock in 1975, including their latest album at the time, Physical Graffiti, sitting at number 1. David Bowie kicked off a 77-date world tour down at San Diego Sports Arena on this day in rock in 1978.